Blackstone Audio presents Starseed by Spider and Gene Robinson. Read by Spider Robinson. This one's for Charlie, Dorothy, Terry Luana, and Smokey. Prologue. When Buddha transmitted our practice to Mahakashyapa, he just picked up a flower with a smile. Only Mahakashyapa understood what he meant. No one else there understood. We do not know if this is a historical event or not. But it means something. Shunryu Suzuki Roshi, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. I always danced. Like all babies, I was born kicking. I just never stopped. All during my childhood, it was that way. In the 1980s, Gambier Island had a permanent population of about 60, which no more than doubled in the summer. But it sure had a lot of theaters with proscenium stages. The garden, the living room, a certain clearing in the woods near Aunt Anya's place. I danced in them all, and most of all in my room with the door closed. Sometimes there was thunderous applause. Sometimes I danced for no one but myself. Sometimes for intimate friends who vanished at a knock on the door. I remember clearly the moment I first understood that dancing was what I was going to do with my life. Near sunset in late summer, 1985. Dinner and chores finished. My feet tickled. I told Dad where I was going, avoided Mom, and slipped out through the shed without banging the door. It was a kilometer and a half to the government wharf. The afternoon had been warm and wet, wet enough, I thought, to keep most of our neighbors indoors and most boats at anchor. As I came over the last crest of the road and started down to the wharf, I saw I was right. I had the place to myself. I began to run down the hill, kicking off my shoes and tossing my jacket to the side of the road. At the far end of the wharf, I slowed and carefully descended the swaying gangway to the big dock float down at water level. I turned halfway down and scanned the shoreline one more time to be sure. No one in sight. I circled around the boathouse at the foot of the gangway. The boathouse cut off sight of the land. There was nothing but me and the sea and the islands in the distance, gray-green mountains rising from the water. The water was high-lit with sparkles of color from the sun setting behind me over the forest. A warm mist came and went, invisibly. Even dry clothes are a nuisance when you dance. My clothes went under the rowboat that lay turtle-backed against the boathouse. The float's surface was rough enough for safe footing when wet, but soft enough for bare feet. I turned my back to the land and faced the sea. There are bigger theaters, but not on Earth. My parents were unreconstructed hippies.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?